At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verse 14. An angel of the Lord prophesied to Zechariah concerning the birth of his son, John the Baptist. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. This was surely the greatest day in Zechariah's life. Being a male descendant of Aaron, he was a priest, which was a great privilege. However, it's suggested that there might have been up to 20,000 priests at the time, and so they were divided into 24 groups which served in rotation. The greatest privilege of all was for a priest to be chosen to go into the temple and burn incense at the time of the morning or evening sacrifice. Having burnt the incense, the priest would then emerge from the temple and pronounce a blessing on the people. This was such a great honour that a priest could only do this once in his lifetime, and many never got the opportunity at all. The priest was chosen for this responsibility by lot. Just imagine the sense of anticipation as the choice was made, and the overwhelming sense of privilege and responsibility when you knew that it was actually you. That's exactly what happened to Zechariah. Zechariah and his elderly wife Elizabeth had no children. At the time, this was seen as a great matter of shame, and therefore a burden that they had lived with for many years. So when an angel met Zechariah in the temple while he was burning the incense, and informed him that Elizabeth would not only have a baby, but that their son would play a key role in God's purposes for the world, it's hardly surprising that he was left speechless. This wonderful account reminds us that we should never put a limit on what God can do. The idea of Elizabeth having a baby seemed ridiculous, but not to God. We must always leave our minds open to the new things that God might want to do in our lives. So let me ask you a question. What surprising things has God done in your life? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us always to be open to whatever you want us to do, however surprising. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.